It's a very serious storm. It looks like it's going to be either a Category 1 or Category 2 storm with winds approaching 100 miles per hour. We're expecting a 4 to 8 foot storm surge and waves between 8 and 12 feet, which means that this is going to be a significant wind event as well as a water event and significant flooding. So first and foremost, the issue is evacuation. We have ordered a voluntary evacuation of Fire Island. Within the next few hours, I'm going to be meeting with the county executive. It's extremely likely that we'll be ordering a mandatory evacuation of Fire Island. Folks on Fire Island will leave the island by ferry. The ferries have a whole procedure for this, so everybody should be comfortable and calm, and there's an orderly process to get everybody off of Fire Island. The storm appears as if it's going to impact significantly the low-lying areas on the mainland, particularly in our South Shore communities. So there is a possibility that we will be ordering an evacuation of certain communities like potentially Mastic Beach and the Mariches. The North Shore communities are going to experience a significant storm surge as well. So there is a possibility that we may order targeted evacuations of lower-lying areas like portions of Stony Brook, Port Jefferson, Mount Sinai, and then also areas that may be affected by erosion, cliff areas like in Rocky Point, Miller Place, and so forth. So folks need to take this very seriously. If you are in an area where you have been ordered to evacuate, please leave your homes. Do not ride this out. The flooding alone creates serious safety concerns. So take this very seriously. And particularly if you're ordered by the police department or fire departments to leave your homes, heed that order. Don't resist it. Don't stay in your homes. Generally speaking, just a couple quick thoughts. Folks should stock up on bottled water. They should have a 3 to 5 day supply of non-perishable food, first aid kits, gas up your car, power up your cell phones. Make sure you have plenty of batteries. Make sure you have a battery-powered radio and a battery-powered flashlight. If the power goes out and the phones go out, a battery-powered radio may be your only way to get information. So you need to have a battery-powered radio. Stay tuned to local radio and TV for news. Check on any elderly neighbors or relatives or infirmed neighbors, relatives. Keep your pets indoors. And like I mentioned, follow all evacuation orders. Lastly, if you are ordered to evacuate, bring all your medicines, all your medical information. If you have kids, prepare them for a trip, diapers, bottles, etc. Bring all your important documents, and in particular, your insurance documents. We're going to have insurance companies set up at Town Hall after the storm so that we have adjusters that can meet with you if you have significant storm damage to your residence. The other thing you should be careful of is propane tanks. If you have barbecues with propane, or if your house is hooked up to propane, make sure that those propane tanks are properly secured and stored. We don't want to have floating open propane tanks in flooded areas, and particularly in Mastic Beach, many of those houses are use propane, so make sure your propane tanks are secure. But last but not least, follow all the orders. This is a serious storm. It looks like it's gonna hit Long Island pretty significantly. So if you are ordered to evacuate, please leave your home.